I like you, and I want you. Somebody's gonna have to give us some booty, and it's just that simple.
Put some Zoloft in your ass.
I just want everybody to know I just peed in a bottle.
If you took Fabuloso and injected it with acid.
She's the porn star of the night.
Welcome to Thickness.
Do you wipe sitting or standing up?
And the shine.
Diggling for sale. You want $20 a pop, baby. $20 a pop. I guarantee you're going to be all right. You hear me?
Hey, just a little friendly reminder coming to you here from your local Black Tie CBD advocates that there are some major sales happening online right now.
Bitch.
I thought you were going to maybe follow in the, go along with my weird NPR voice.
I am, yeah. No, yeah, just like your hype man.
Okay, then we'll continue.
Yeah.
Well, for the entire month of November, they have smoking hot deals, and that's a pun.
Listen to this man.
All November long, buy one, get one free on all flowers, no codes required.
You don't like savings, bitch?
Buy one, get one 50% off on Bluetooth tinctures by using the code BT_CBD oil.
Drip it in your mouth,
bitch. 20% off CBD vape carts, no code required, and that's a deal.
Puff it in a restaurant, they're closing anyway.
Yeah, I might just have to take them up on that one. Oh, and a Black Tie CBD representative just contacted me to see if I had if I needed any help. Would you look at that? They're friendly too.
Hurry up and buy.
Wow, these are great people. 10% off all Delta 8 products with promo code BT_Delta8. And that's with the letter 8.
Black Tie Gamma Felta Gamma Delta, bitch.
Yeah. Get some.
Thick One.
Use code Thick One for 10% off.
Yeah. And if not, I hope that your mother listens to the show and that she decides to wrap her car around a tree.
Yeah, I can't believe people talk like that. Like, have you ever listened to NPR?
Yeah, like that, or like jazz radio.
Yeah.
Like a jazz radio station in the mornings.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
There was a dude up in Chico who had a jazz radio station. I'd listen to him. And then I actually met the dude and got to know him because, like, he would always go to, like, this. There, every Thursday night, this band would play at this little pool bar. And it was like my teacher's jazz band would play, like, their little quartet.
That's fucking cool.
Yes. Oh, dude, they were fucking. I mean, obviously, yeah. My teacher was, he taught at North Texas. He was in Maynard Ferguson's band. So, I mean, he was like a serious fucking world-class trumpet player.
Yeah.
And I got to see him. Dude, I got to smoke weed with him at his house, you know, but I got to see him every Thursday night perform. Like, it was like watching a fucking legend, you know?
Do you remember that show Loveline? Was that a jazz radio TV show? Because there's been a lot of shows like that on radio, but it's you know, it's the ones where they have the sex doctor professional person on, and you call and you talk about your relationship troubles live on air. Like,
do they talk
11
like
o'clock at night? Yeah. And like, it'll be like some dude he'll be like, hey, listen, callers, we have 45 minutes of Coldplay, but first we're going to listen to this chick talk about her boyfriend farting while she gave him a room job. Hi, yeah, this is Betty Lou. Shout out to everybody in my family. I love you bitches. But so I was licking my boyfriend's asshole. He cocked back. He farted in my mouth. Shit got on my teeth. We're divorced. You know, and then the guy
sounds like quite the predicament.
Yeah, and then they talk her through it, and by the end, like, they're engaged. Like, yeah. It always ends up working out. Like,
so, but this jazz dude that I met, he sounded kind of like that on the radio, just very calm, and that's a real cool jam there from Freddie Hubbard.
Yeah.
You know, but he sounded just like that in real life.
Yeah, the dude,
that was just him.
Yeah, there's it's just those, it's like that handful of radio personalities. Like, there's the shock jocks, like, oh, welcome back to WKBBB Radio. We have a girl who's going to try to catch a bullet with her teeth by this 357 Magnum for a Honda Pilot. You ready, bitch? Yeah, bang.
And commercial break. I wonder if those guys are like that in real life, you know?
Oh, yeah.
They pull up at the grocery store. I guess maybe not the grocery store.
Pull up at the grocery store. Yeah, they pull celebrities.
The 7-Eleven. I'll take a taco taquito, the cream cheese jalapeno, and ooh, can I have some of those buffalo wings?
Will you put the rest on six? That's $23 and change, friend.
Man, it would suck to be like that.
Yeah, dude, if you get stuck in it. Like, I was thinking the other day, Larry the Cable Guy had dropped another special.
Did he?
And it was good. I've always been a fan of, like, the blue collar people. I think all four of them are really funny.
Is he still doing the shtick?
Yeah. He'll forever be Larry the Cable Guy. Daniel Whitney got beaten to death with a shovel in a backyard of a trailer in Tennessee like 20 years ago. Like,
that's sad. I'd like to see him as him.
I don't see, that's what I was wondering, because he's been this character for so long, and like his audience is like, you know, it's like white trash people, so imagine how disappointed they would be.
Bubbles was watching it, huh?
Yeah, oh yeah, Bubbles watched it like 7 or 8 times already, dude. He loves it. I catch him, like, I'll come home and he'll be halfway through it with somebody else who hasn't seen it yet.
Yeah,
like, he's like he's a pro Larry advocate. But no, like, imagine you're Larry the Cable Guy and you're just out and about. Like, if people recognize you and you're not Larry, that's got to be such a fucking bummer. And like,
yeah,
you need the fans, bro. You like, you need these people. So you're,
yeah,
and it probably feels good too, because like, if they light up and they're super excited, you don't want to just be like, no, I'm Daniel, like, sorry, like, I actually, I'm a regular dude.
That's an interesting thing, actually, because when you're on stage, like, all, everybody to a point is playing a persona, but then there are some people, like, even on that Blue Collar Comedy Tour, Ron White.
Yeah.
He is himself on that tour. You know, so apparently he's doing Jeff, the same shit.
Yeah, apparently Jeff and Bill are pretty much that person, too.
Yeah, but then when you're him and you're putting on a complete show and it's not you at all.
Yeah.
And you probably started doing it to make your friends laugh.
Plus several movies. He's always Larry in the movies.
Then when they see you, then you're like, no, that's not me.
Even think about this. In Cars, he's Daniel Whitney playing Larry the Cable Guy playing a tow truck.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
he's not Daniel playing a tow truck in Cars. He's Larry.
Larry the Cable Guy.
Yeah.
Might even say Larry the Cable Guy in the credits.
It probably does. Like, it would be weird if it didn't.
But it would be weird because, like, at a certain point, it may become who you are. And, like, you got to turn it off, but then anytime you are seen, you have to turn it back on?
Yeah.
Or, like, do you just make it known to those people, like, oh, yeah, it's a character I play. Thanks for being a fan.
I guess, like, if you're in a bad mood, I could see that. But
like, I mean, I wouldn't be, like, there with my, you know, I wouldn't even be surprised if he talks like us. Mm-hmm. And then he's at a restaurant, and he's like, can I please have some water? And then the waitress is like, are you Larry the Cable Guy? He's like, you're goddamn tooting, I am. How's it going?
He's got to put on the show for the waitress.
Yeah,
now.
Exactly.
God damn it.
Because that's what I'm saying. Like,
and you know, like, every now and then he just pulls it out to get out of shit. Like, if he gets pulled over, like, or if it's a long line somewhere, now all of a sudden he's Larry again. He rips off his sleeve and he puts a fucking fishing hook on the bill of his hat.
Yeah.
You in think front of the dude, line.
What kind of car do you think he drives? Like, do you think he stays redneck and just drives like a 92 F-250 lifted on some 44 inch
like
muds?
I'd like to think that. Yeah, I'd like to think he's just got a bunch of random bullshit Chevys and Dodges and just like nothing crazy. Maybe like one that's crazy, but other than that, he's just like humble.
There's this one country rapper.
Big Smo?
No, but Big Smo is dope, actually. Upchurch, Ryan Upchurch.
Dude, hip hop is a whole thing.
Yeah, it is. And in Ryan Upchurch, some of his shit's actually pretty good. But the thing about Ryan Upchurch is that he like kind of just doesn't front. And like, he's a rapper, but like, he dresses like this. And like, on Instagram, on Instagram, he actually, you know, he drives old trucks. Like, he drives like a 94. There he is.
Yeah, he looks like he failed an audition to get into Florida Georgia Line.
Yeah, oh, they're not going to accept anybody with those tattoos, man.
That's true. So it's like, that's what he's got to do. He's like, well, fucking, I guess I'll be myself, but this is who I am.
Yeah.
That's a whole contradictory thing right there.
Yeah.
Who is he? You know, is he a redneck or is he a thug?
But you know what I don't like, though, is like the people who try and do both, like Yellow Wolf. Like, I really like Yellow Wolf's music, but then he wears this weird, like, hipster clothing. But then he's also like Alabama.
Yeah, he's from the sticks.
Yeah, but then he's also
from like Berkeley with his clothing.
Exactly. And then he's a rapper.
Also from Detroit with his rap.
Talks about like pulling the shotgun out the trunk. Like, which one are you, dog? You can't be everywhere.
It's a whole fucking identity crisis. Yeah. And I feel like the OG of identity crisis would be like Kid Rock.
Why?
Because Kid Rock, I always felt like he was, because he's like a country singer at first, right? He's a rocker.
Yeah, that's what he is.
He's a rocker country guy, but he just always seems like he wanted to be like a hip-hop artist.
I could see that. And I think definitely the way he like just acts and holds himself and like the clothes he wears sometimes.
Yeah, like I feel like he listens to a bunch of like Nas and Onyx.
Oh, yeah. He hangs out with Snoop Dogg, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. So like, and like I bet his whole personality was hip-hop. And then,
yeah.
But he knows where he's going to fit in for his demographic, and that's why he went country.
But I think it's an interesting thing, though, because then you have the opposite of that, which is like the Beastie Boys, who are like punk rock.
Yeah, they were like everything. The first white rappers, pretty much.
The first ones to be like massively popular on like a scale of more than like one Ice Ice Baby song.
Yeah.
You know, they came out and took the world by storm. and they kept their punk rock roots, but like they didn't dress gangster. Like they were just a couple of fucking white boys from New York.
Yeah.
Who liked punk rock and skateboarding and wanted to be rappers. Like, yeah, yeah. That's cool.
And most recently, I'd say the identity crisis that we've got to watch evolve is Machine Gun Kelly.
Oh, and I like where he's going, though.
Yeah, definitely. But if you go back all the way to his mixtapes, like, he always did kind of have, like, a little bit of a punk influence.
Yeah.
But what he'll do is he would have, like, one mixtape is just, like, I'm a thug from Cleveland. And then the next mixtape is, like, but I also kind of like Sum 41 a little bit, you know? Like, I'm white. Like, let's not forget that part. And then the next album, we'll go back to thug. And, like, I feel like we watched him jump back and forth between the two until the last two albums to where he's finally like mixing them together, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah
now he's mixing the rap with the punk to make like that newest album, which is basically Blink 182 with MGK as the front hit.
And then you got another interesting one was like Lil Peep.
Yes,
you know, he was kind of like an emo rapper guy.
Yeah,
and with some guitar.
Wasn't Post Malone like a rocker?
Yeah, well, Post Malone, yeah, he started out by playing guitar. He learned acoustic guitar. Yeah, that's what he did. And he's not terrible.
I like that Hollywood Bleeding album was really good. Mm-hmm. I thought it was great, like start to finish. Not very long,
yeah,
which gives him no chance for error.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like for an album to be like fantastic front to back, the shorter it gets, the harder it gets.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Because when you have 19 songs, you can have two or three that people aren't going to remember.
Yeah.
You know, and that's fine because you have 10 to 12 of them that are awesome.
Yeah, but if you're doing like an 8-10 song album,
that'd
like,
be good.
Fuck, dude, I'm going to get through your whole album in 40 minutes. Like,
well, that's why a lot of artists aren't doing the, like, you know, they're coming out with an album every couple of years, but then they'll do their EPs and shit.
Several, yeah, because so, you only need like six.
Yeah, 3 to 6 songs, and you can put them out and like cut the two bullshit ones out of the 8. Yeah. Keep 6 good ones and call it an EP.
Yeah.
You know.
And now we're going to start seeing comedians do that, I think. I think we'll start seeing them go back into doing, instead of hours, they're going to be doing like 20 and 30 minute sets again, like back in the day.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like it's going to get smaller because, one, the attention span is smaller. Two, you don't make any money off the sale of the album. You make the money off touring.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, as long as you're only releasing 20, 30 minute chunks, you can make that easier. And you could survive on the road longer because it's, what are the chances somebody's seen every one of those specials, you know? Like,
and also, you know, in a day and age for comedians where like Netflix and Amazon and HBO are a king as far as like
signing. And are super biased with the woke community. Yeah,
and they're king as far as like signing you for your special.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I like the, I don't remember who the comedian was. I think it was that little redheaded ginger fuck. That hangs out with Joe Rogan.
Andrew Santino. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure he put a special out like on YouTube.
Okay. Schultz did that.
Oh, maybe it was Schultz.
Schultz was really popular for it. He's the one that everybody's like.
Yeah, you're right. It is him. And he would put out like little clips of it. Why aren't people just like, do your little 20-minute special.
Yeah.
Throw it on YouTube. Get your ad revenue. It's your content.
Yeah, and then
also fucking upload it to Spotify as tracks in between. Just fade out at the end of like a funny joke.
Yeah.
Fade into the next one, throw them up on Spotify and get fucking plays on it.
Yeah, because I feel like it's like everybody's living in the old model where the way comedy started, right? There was one show. There's Johnny Carson. And then eventually there was one network that had specials. And I think that was HBO.
Mm.
Right? So everybody was fighting for a limited amount of spots. So the biggest goal you had was to get a whole hour because you're fighting all these like people for only a couple spots. So you need to get everything you can. Now there's so many ways to ingest content that like you don't necessarily need an hour because one, there's so many people making things. Like you could just bounce around between everything. And two, like it's so much easier to get somebody to commit to 20 minutes
than
like an hour or an hour and a half. And then lastly, like I said earlier, the money's not in the album sales anymore. Like that was the other thing, was the big goal was to sell it, one, for the exposure, but two is because that was how you were making your money.
And like, now it's just exposure. Yeah. Somebody will see your special, like it, and then go see you live.
Exactly. And that's why you're seeing people like Schultz survive and do better without it. And to the point where, because I listen to him a lot, he actually ended up selling his next special for like way more money.
Than yeah, because he held out. And
he I think he turned down a million, he said.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it went from nobody wants him to turning down a million.
That's got to be a weird feeling.
Yeah, just for putting his content out.
You know? What was like a weirdly important transition between like in between like that era and the current era of social media was like the late night shows.
Yeah.
But in having like the comedians get exposure on the late night shows was like the in between, like that was right before social media. That was how you get as much exposure as possible, is hitting your late night show. And then they got like the Def Jam comedy show where they would have comics come out and do, you know, 5-10 minutes or
and
whatever.
And then you had morning radio for whatever town you were currently trying to work in.
That's how you only hear about them when they're coming to town.
Yeah, exactly.
They just come on and, but I heard the comedians hate that. They hate
morning radio?
Morning radio shows.
Yeah, because they don't really need it anymore.
Yeah.
I think that's another part of like the old era shit. You used to really need it.
And they get asked stupid questions and shit.
But now if you're really good at social media, like you'll hit way more people in 10 minutes by tagging the city that you're in.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like Theo Von tags your city, like you're like, oh shit, like Theo's here. Like
there was an improv in the hotel I stayed in Tahoe.
That's pretty dope.
It was closed, obviously, and there was no performers like on like little stages in the casino and shit. But next time I go, the two things I want to accomplish is, one, I want to get a reservation at Hell's Kitchen.
Cool.
Which is Gordon Ramsay's restaurant that was only launched after the show got popular.
All right,
but it looks just like the Hell's Kitchen set. And apparently the show takes place in Hell's Kitchen restaurants that he launched, you know, and those are actual people that come in and like have dinner.
That's dope.
Is pretty dope.
Yeah.
And then two is I would like to see a comic when I go up there.
It's nice to know that's actual people, because like I feel like Pawn Stars, that's not real people.
No, just the people in the background are real.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you this, bro, I want to talk about Tahoe.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. You went to Tahoe.
Tahoe this weekend. First of all, I had a fucking blast.
Great.
I won $100 and some odd, which, you know, in the grand scheme of things, is pretty good. Most people leave there losing their ass.
Yeah.
And I to be honest, this is the God's honest truth, I've only lost money in a casino one time.
Okay.
So I'm a pretty good gambler. You know, people will sit down at the slot machine and they'll play, like, let's say you put in $20, you get up to 40. They're like, fuck it, I'm going to turn this into 100. And they'll keep hitting, and they lose their initial investment.
Yeah.
I'll sit down at a machine, and I only sit down at the machines that call me. Like, I'll sit there and watch other people gamble, my friends, for an hour. And then once I see that machine from across the room, it's looking at me in the eye, I know that's the one. And I sit down, I'll hit one button, and like, if I win $5 on that one button, I'm cashing out. I'm up for that, you know, and I'll sit for a little bit until another one calls my name.
I think I told the story before where I watched Bubbles one time he was sitting at a slot machine across the room from me in a Tahoe casino. And I watched him like hit a jackpot and win like $500 on his first spin.
Nice.
And I leaned over, you know, because we were doing like a buddy system. This was a bachelor party. So I'm sitting with my old roommate, Charles. And I don't know who's supposed to be Bubbles' buddy, but they're not with him. And so I lean over and I like holler from across the casino. I was like, Bubs, cash out. And he's like, what? And then instead of trying to figure out what I said, he turns around and he hits max bet, hits spin, and then hits stop spin over and over and over until he hits zero.
Dude.
It took him less than, because like you could spin the crank and you could wait till it's done. Or you can immediately hit the button and make it stop.
Yeah, and then you can hit it again and it'll skip the animation and just move on.
So I was able to watch him fly through $500 like within like a minute.
I would have ran over there and cashed out and been like, this is going in my wallet. You get this at the end of the weekend.
Here's
a $20 bill. Yeah. Pay me back at the end of the weekend. Go fuck around on some penny slots. You're coming out on top, okay?
Yeah, dude. I never understood that. Like, because like when you said like I've only lost to the casino once, I had to think about it. And like, yeah, I think I've only lost once, because once I even out, I'm done.
Yeah.
Like, that's my thing. If I start losing and I go back to zero.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Yeah, like, that's my whole thing. I'll be like, all right, I have $100 to gamble today. Like,
yeah.
I'm okay with losing $100. And that's it. I'm not going under $100. If I can win a lot and then I lose it all, that shit happens, but we're not going over $100.
Yeah. You're not going under the 100.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm the same way. That's why I haven't lost. There have been probably 15-20 times that I came out even, but that's because I went so low down to my last bet, got back to even, and said, you know what, I had fun.
Yeah.
And I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
But one time I lost $40, but you know, at the California Grand, that's usually what happens. I sit down with $250
cards. Yeah
at the I sit down, I get down to my last bet, and then I eventually I get up to like 40-50, go to the baccarat table and just get myself back to level.
Okay.
But this time, you know, I definitely had luck with roulette. That was fun. But the thing that I want to talk about the most, well, two things. One is, so I went there with like $500.
Wait, hold on one second. Thomas, did you need something? Or you?
No, he's okay. Just high and listening, man.
He's because of the way, yeah. The way he's looking at us. I was like, I feel like
no, nah, he would have already waved my ass down, dude. So, one is like, so we just had this conversation about how we gamble and how we maintain our. At least the cash that we came with, if not come out on top. And like, you know, I came out 20% up on my initial, what I had brought in. And I consider that a huge win.
Hell yeah.
And I had a fucking awesome time doing it. Like, I probably gambled for like 8 hours.
Yeah. You know? It was perfect.
But one of the guys I went with, okay, the whole reason we went is because last time we went to the casino, he won $9,600 on a slot machine.
Damn.
So he got comped a room.
Fuck yeah.
With two beds. So he was like, hey, Tim, come with us, you know. And so they stayed in the same room and they were like, hey, Snow, come. So I was like, all right, fuck it. So we booked our own hotel, which, by the way, happened to be way nicer than theirs.
Nice. Where'd you stay?
I stayed at Harvey's.
Oh, okay. Nice.
And I ended up getting, it was weird. They put me in I ordered a king room. Mm-hmm. They gave me two queens.
Nice.
And I went to complain, but they're like, oh, well, this was like an upgrade. And I was like, well, it's not an upgrade in my eyes. Now I have to share a smaller bed with my girlfriend or sleep in a different bed.
You could just push them together like a fucking...
No, I tried. They were like bolted to the ground.
Oh, those fucking assholes.
Yeah. But anyway, then I ended up going to the other part of the tower and it was definitely an upgrade. My shit, this half was all brand new. The other half was 1976.
Okay, so you all stayed in the same hotel.
We stayed in the same room. No, I stayed in my room. They stayed at Harrah's, which is connected through an underground tunnel. It's the same company. Caesars owns them both, right?
As long as it's not the Hard Rock, dude. That place smells like piss.
No, I wouldn't stay at the Hard Rock. I'd do the Mont Bleu. And
I like the Mont Bleu. That's where I usually stay.
Yeah, it's nice. Yeah. It was on that level, maybe a little nicer, the room I had.
Was there snow?
There was snow.
Fucking Tahoe's so beautiful. Go ahead with your story.
Well, on the way up there, dude, thankfully I borrowed my sister's Jeep, which I actually drove here today, and it has four-wheel drive.
Yes,
so it was nice in the snow, but there were fuckers next to me that at the chain control station putting their chains on. And I'm watching them just spin their fucking tires, even with the chains on, not going anywhere.
Ugh.
And my only thought at that point was, I swear to God, if one of you hit me in my sister's car, I'm going to fucking kill you.
Yeah.
You know, so we got through, and we did it in 4 hours only because there was an hour of traffic at the chain control.
Mm.
Tim and Braden, dude, they left an hour and a half after we did. Took them 8 hours.
What the fuck?
Yeah. So... You know, it was off to a good start for myself.
Yeah, hell yeah, dude.
So Braden, though, he won that 96, and he was like, he started getting into it. He's watching YouTube videos about like how to hit the jackpot.
Now he's going
to
be a professional gambler.
Yeah, so he comes with $3,000, dude, $1,000 for each day.
Oh, no.
First day, he's like, I'm going to the high. He's like, this is what YouTube says, bro. All the winners are in the high limit slots rooms. So we go straight to the high limit room.
Hey, no shit.
Yeah. And so he goes straight to the high limit room and he's doing $52 pulls of the fucking thing. Every time he hits the button, $52.
Jesus.
And he lost $1,000 in about 20 minutes.
Nice.
Day two, we all go out to dinner. We go back to the room. We're drinking some Hennessy. He's like, hey, I'm going down to the floor. We're like, hey, we'll be there in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
By the time we get there, he had already blew his $1,000.
What the fuck, dude? What's up with this guy?
I don't know. Day three apparently didn't go well either.
Yeah.
The moral of the story, though, is he just got comped another room in Las Vegas.
Oh, no shit. Yeah, he's going to be comped for life.
Yeah.
They need this guy to come back.
Exactly. That's what I said. I was like, dude, they just want you to come back because you keep blowing thousands of dollars.
I feel like it's like Flintstones Las Vegas, and they're just watching him through the camera and pressing win or lose on the buttons.
Yeah, exactly. Like, let's keep this guy around, he's fun.
Yeah. Oh my god.
So the real thing I want to talk about was the COVID part of this.
Okay,
so first of all, Tahoe was dead.
Yeah. Okay. Naturally. I don't know completely, but I can't tell you, but it looks like we're going back in the lockdown, or we're not.
I'm not sure. I think some places,
I don't know that
are.
We ever left it.
I think travel restrictions are, no, we're still in fucking lockdown.
Well, yeah, I know, but I keep hearing that we're going into like another one.
Travel restrictions are getting put again.
Okay.
So yeah, it's dead. I park on the first floor of the parking garage every day.
Fuck yeah.
Beautiful.
Gangland.
But the weird thing is, like, when you go out to the floor, like, every other table was closed. So there wasn't like a lot of games to like sit and play cards or craps or whatever. And then they had like in some of the craps tables, because you know the walls are high,
mm-hmm.
they had these buckets, and they would be sitting there washing the chips in these buckets, and they're straining them out and they're drying them, and they got the whole chip washing station. But the thing that fucking bothered me the most was that so I sit down to play baccarat or baccarat.
Okay,
yeah, I'm not sure how you say baccarat.
I always thought it was baccarat.
I say baccarat, but I was talking to my buddy today. He said baccarat, and I was like, "Well, you're not white, so you must be right."
Yeah.
So I sit down and play baccarat.
Well, dealer's not gonna fucking. He's not gonna correct you.
No,
just spend
you're
money.
Spending money.
Yeah, whatever you want to call it, buddy.
So I sit down. I have a water bottle, that I bought out this vending machine, and I sit down. I put it in the cup holder. I start playing. Lady comes around and offers me a drink because, you know, they give you free alcohol while you gamble.
Yep.
Which
is a life hack. Just fucking sit at a shitty slot machine. They don't know if you're playing or not.
Yeah. But the problem is, like, when I sit at a table, you know, if I'm doing well, I stay until they switch dealers. If I'm doing bad, I'm out.
Yeah.
So if you offer me a drink, now I have to wait 40 minutes for your bitch ass to come back around with my drink. I just tell them no. If I want a drink, I'll go to the bar.
Yeah, I mostly just play roulette, so I'm kind of cool with being in one place anyway.
Yeah, I played roulette for quite a bit.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting at this baccarat table. I got a water bottle in the cup holder that's built into the fucking table. They offer me a drink. I turn it down. Within 30 seconds, I pull my mask down just below my bottom lip. I open the water bottle, take a swig, put it back, mask back on.
Mm-hmm.
The lady says, "Excuse me, you can't drink at the table." I was like, "It's just water." And she was like, no, like, there's no drinking any liquids at the table. And I was like, first of all, you have a cup holder here, okay?
Yeah.
Which is welcoming me to bring drinks to the table. And then you came up to me and asked me if I wanted a beverage. And now you're going to sit here and tell me that I can't drink a beverage at the table that I was just offered a beverage at?
Yeah, because
What the fuck are you talking about?
They could have at least been like, "Would you like a beverage? By the way, you're going to have to fucking drink it in that box over there."
Yeah, like, make it known that I can't drink it at the table due to COVID. Like, is that what this is? Is a COVID thing? Like, I just don't understand. Like, to me, that's like, you know, smoking is legal there, right? You smoke indoors in the casinos.
Yes.
That would be like somebody handing out cigarettes and being like, "Oh, here's a cigarette. You go to light it. Oh, sir, can you please step outside?"
Yeah.
It's also the equivalent. I mean,
is it not in the cigarette smoke?
Yeah, we're all in cigarette smoke. There's motherfuckers everywhere with their masks down playing, smoking cigarettes.
Well, I'm saying, like, if a guy has, like, COVID, right, and he's smoking a cigarette, does that smoke have COVID in it?
I would think that the
heat might
kill it. Because
it's coming out of his body.
I think the heat might kill it.
That's true.
I don't know. That's a good question.
Because then you can actually finally see it.
Yeah. So, I mean, the whole night.
We make everybody in the world smoke cigarettes, and that way we could see the COVID when it's coming at us.
Yeah.
we can dodge it.
Yeah. So, I'm sitting there, like, I'm like, putting the fucking vape under my mask, like, blowing fucking smoke out of my mask and shit. Because I'm like, I don't know what's good and what's not around here, bro. It was just a weird time. Dude. Like, and then my buddy that I went with, I was like, "Hey, bro, you should have came to the Halloween party." And he was like, "Oh, you know, I was just kind of busy." And I was like, "Well, come to the next one." You know, he's like, "I don't know if I'll come."
Oh, damn.
I was like, "All right, well, why?"
And
he was because of COVID.
Oh, yeah.
I don't care, bro. If you want to disown me because I voted for Trump, then fucking disown me, bro. I'm not going to disown anybody based on what they vote on. Anyway.
Did you ever settle that with that person?
No, I haven't talked to him.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I'm not going to come to him. He's going to have to come to me.
I know. I hope he hears this and that he comes to you.
Yeah.
That's silly.
It's silly. So, he was like, I just don't know if I'm comfortable to be in a large gathering because of COVID. I was like, okay, that's valid, except for you're at a casino.
Yeah.
Like,
right,
what are you talking about?
Kettle Black.
Bro?
What are you talking about?
You're either about it or you're not, dog. quit this silly shit, bro.
Oh, my God. Some people are so silly with that shit, dude.
But it would be cool if you put some sort of like chemical in the cigarette so that like COVID positives like blowing red smoke.
Yeah.
And then those people would wake up, like, light their morning cigarette and see red smoke, and then just fucking their heart sinks and they're like, fuck.
Yeah, dude. I feel like something more possible that might happen is that they're going to just like end up tracking all of us. Like, if you had it, there's going to be a little, you're going to have your name in a fucking database somewhere.
I wouldn't
like,
doubt it, bro.
Like, I bet like somebody put your name somewhere when you checked into that hotel. Because like when they check where everything came from, they see where everybody was at.
Oh, bro, they scanned my ID.
Yeah.
I went through this station where they took the temperature. They had infrared cameras and shit. And, like, later I ended up talking to a security guard, like, late at night. I was drunk, and, like, I was showing my friends, because their hotel didn't have any type of security. Yeah. My hotel was like, if you walk in this door, you're going through like a metal detector. You're getting like facial recognition shit going on, mm-hmm. and infrared, and I'm scanning your temperature and recording it.
Jesus, yeah.
You know, they were fucking locked down, dude. They're
gonna fucking shoot you on the spot.
Yeah, but he showed me the computer screen, bro, and they had some high-tech shit going on.
Yeah.
They literally had like infrared and facial recognition software, because they know exactly who the fuck got COVID at that hotel.
Actually, yeah, at the one of those is owned by the Marriott. I just can't remember which one. But
probably, if I had to guess, Heavenly, maybe.
It's one of the hotels is owned by the Marriott. Hmm. I just can't remember which one it is, but I went to apply there to work there because my aunt is like a housekeeper at a different one in Colorado. And like they took me up and like I got to go into the security room because that's what I might be doing. And like they took me in there and I got to see all their shit. And it was really cool. Like,
dude,
they got
it's crazy.
All sort of, like, it's shocking the kind of shit that they could do. Like, you see 1,000 cameras and that's like 5% of the cameras.
Oh, there's so many hidden cameras. Yeah, dude, bro.
There's cameras in people's eyes and shit. Like,
it's wild.
There's people walking around as robots that are just cameras.
You think?
Maybe. In some places. In Japan, they got this one city that's got fucking robot wolves guarding the city from bears.
What?
You know?
Are you? Hold on. Can you please Google this? That does not make sense. Look up robot Japan. Wolves in Japan.
Yeah. Robot wolves guarding Japan from bears.
I don't. Oh my God.
Yeah. Look at him go.
That's robot. A beautiful thing, bro.
Dude, look at that thing.
And they just roam the fucking. They just. He's got red lit up eyes. The bear doesn't know any difference.
No, he doesn't, dude.
Yeah. When we were up there, Kelly was like, hey, we should go to this. Oh, sorry. I said your name, babe.
So are we not supposed maybe
it's
to do
a good
that?
Thing. No, I don't know. I just try and keep my loved ones like okay, anonymous, yeah, that's you know, fair. Just for their privacy. But she was like, yeah, we should go to this creek, Taylor Creek. Like there's salmon spawning. Last time I was there was a bear. And I was like, well, that's a real good way to convince me to go. What the fuck? Like, I can go hang out with a bear, dude.
Yeah, I'd like to see a bear, but like in zoo style, where I'm up above it somewhere and it can't climb
it can't
and kill
get
me.
To me. Yeah. I'm not down with wild bears, bro. So, oh shit, look at this thing. It's scanning. It's out here, bro.
Bro, Japanese bears, there's only so much island if you think about that. Like,
I bet you there's more square miles than you think.
Japan always just looks really small to me. I guess it's...
Well, let's see. How big is Japan compared to the U.S.?
Oh, that's a good that's a
because
good
I like to do the things where they lay the picture of the country over another country so you get an actual idea.
Yeah.
And the U.S. is enormous, but Russia? Fucking massive.
Okay, so it's a little bit small in California.
Okay.
All right, I mean, there's room for bears. Big.
Oh, yeah.
There's room for bears.
There's a lot of room for bears.
Is that California the name of the huge. Episode, Room for Bears?
Well, you know, I like it. Let's write it down.
All right.
I will say that a lot of things happen in the course of these episodes. Shit, last time, Bluebill Duck, bro. That came in like the last minute.
That's true.
I don't even know.
I feel like Room for Bears can go a lot of different ways.
I swear to God, like if you put a picture of my head on a very furry man in a thong.
Look at you, you're already there.
Like, I'll be happy.
You read my fucking mind. There's always room for bears.
That's fun.
I got a list of weird shit that happened to me this week.
Okay, that's cool. Let's hit those, and then I got some, you know, random current events that may spark conversation.
So I got one real quick. I don't know if you guys got this, but it was like a robot call. And it was just like a 925 number, and it was just like a robot voice, and it said, "This is a test. Stay home. Stay safe."
Mm.
And I was like, "What is this? The Terminator?" That was the eeriest shit I've ever heard. Like,
dude, they're trying to control us at this point, bro.
But in the woman's robot voice, that's such a creepy fucking thing to hear. Is like, "Stay home. Stay safe." Like, what is coming after me right now,
bro? Since I started working more in the office at work, we're right down the street from the refinery. Every Wednesday, apparently, I found out, you hear this huge... I was like, holy shit.
Oh, the nuke
fucking refinery
alarm.
Blow up? Like, what the fuck is happening right now?
I hate that fucking sound. Sometimes I can hear that from the house.
Yeah.
I'm just like, oh, it's over, bro. They're dropping bombs on us.
But, I mean, with the whole, like, the whole stay home, stay safe, this and that. First of all, the people telling us to do that aren't.
Yes.
Second of all, apparently, according to Bobby Kennedy, who was just on... Theo Vaughn's podcast.
Shout out Theo Vaughn.
Shout out, bro. He was cool as fuck.
Yeah, he is.
He was saying that there's actually a ton of studies that show that masks don't work.
Yeah.
he's like, it's pointless. Like the medicinal studies show that they don't work. There are some that, you know, in the study they did, they worked.
Yeah.
But the vast majority said it didn't work. And then he also made this interesting comparison that really kind of bothered me.
Wasn't it like it works if everyone's got it? But they had that like Japan study where they had the heads in the boxes.
Oh, I don't know.
And it was like they had one head had the virus and the other one was a normal and they're facing each other from like a 3-foot distance.
Mm.
And they tried putting a mask on the one that had it, putting the mask on the one that didn't have it, and then putting a mask on both and ran the trial 3 ways.
Mm.
And it was like, as long as everybody has it, it's still possible, but it's less likely.
Oh, okay.
But
I don't know. I haven't read the studies, but I'm just going to quote him. And yeah, if you guys don't believe me, you can literally just look up the podcast. So he said that, but then he also made a comparison that bothered me, which was that he was talking about how Hitler and Stalin and like people, when they started their regimes, the first thing they did was they went after people who were expressing themselves and they killed them.
Oh yeah.
And they were like comedians, actors, artists, like all these things. And you know, they would say, I'm sure that their reasoning was that they weren't helping society, they were useless, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
But like the first thing they did was people that were of influence in any sort of way that was expressing your feelings, gone. Mm-hmm. And then he made this weird comparison that, you know, your best form of expression is your face. There's hundreds of muscles in your face and now they're forcing you to cover it up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And there's no, and if you question it, if you question it publicly, like, show me why I should do this.
Yeah.
Then you're ridiculed.
True.
That's fucked up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Why do I have to wear this fucking stupid fucking thing if it doesn't even work?
Well, when we didn't
I mean, I wear it. I'm not stupid. Like, I mean,
They were wearing masks in influenza times, too, though.
Dude, China wears that shit all the time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I always thought that the old Asian lady on BART was kind of weird.
Yeah.
But now, you know.
Now I get it.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Where sneeze, she comes from, this is a big deal, like, dog.
If you sneeze, I'd rather that goes in there. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a little nicer. Although, if I'm by myself and I'm outside, if I got to sneeze, I'm lifting up my mask and sneezing into the air.
Are you?
Yeah, dude. I'm not going to sneeze. If I'm by myself and I'm outside, dude, yeah, I'm not going to sneeze into the fucking mask.
I'm just saying, a lot of things out here don't make sense, man. And yeah. Like, I was listening to Lee Syatt's podcast.
Mm-hmm.
This is just the podcast of referencing other podcasts.
Okay, yeah, I got a couple.
So, Lee Syatt, for those who don't know, was like the producer and sidekick of Joey Diaz, Coco Diaz, on The Church of What's Happening Now. And he started his own thing, and he said that he's had like 4 COVID tests, and mm-hmm. 2 of them, the last 2 were at CVS because they've been offered at like CVS and Walgreens and shit.
Oh shit, that's cool.
And when he went in there, after he took the test, they handed him the swab, and they're like, "You can just dispose of this." And he was like, "Well, the other places," and they were like, "No, well, we don't do that, and it's not like a requirement anymore."
Huh.
And he was like, "Well, if I do test positive, then I'm putting this out in the world."
Yeah.
Like, what kind of logic is that?
Yeah, yeah.
You don't want to put this in, like, a sterile container and send it to the infirmary where they burn that shit?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. And just none of that shit makes sense. The fact that we can't eat in a restaurant, but we can eat in the enclosure that they built outside the restaurant.
Yeah, yeah,
suck
yeah.
a dick. The whole, I'm still indoors. I'm just indoors, outdoors.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I guess it's the recycled air just circling through the vent.
Open the windows, doggy.
Yeah, but...
You know?
Yeah, I get it.
Open the windows, open the doors.
Yeah.
I just order DoorDash.
That's what I do, yeah. I'll just eat at home, bro. I'm not that worried about it.
It's too much of a hassle.
Yeah.
I don't want to get up and go to get my food, dude. It's
what a weird thing to do, bro. Eating is supposed to just be how we survive. Like, you make a whole thing of it to go sit at a table somewhere like an asshole for 3 hours.
And
like,
then pay somebody to bring it to you?
Yeah.
Yeah, boy. Bring me ye food.
Yeah. But I don't know, man. Like, I don't know how.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Like, restaurants are ridiculous.
Yeah. It's literally just a luxury. There's no point.
Like, yeah. It's such the most white person thing you can ever do, bro.
Yeah,
I guarantee you, before white people came around, there were no restaurants.
No. Apparently, in like some other countries, like, that's not even a thing.
Really?
Like, I've heard like interviews, I think it's like Australia, it's nowhere near the same. Like, people don't. They just don't really? Eat. Like, we eat out way more in this country than other ones do.
I find it enjoyable.
Yeah, it's
I like breaking bread.
We've got it easy. We figured it out in this country, bro.
Yeah.
People want to complain. This is the place to fucking be.
It is.
People go to, they want to say other countries are better, and then the people in those other countries are like, "You're a fucking idiot. Please don't come here."
Yeah, they want to come here.
Yeah.
But that's why that one thing, and this is going to sound racist. I'm just going to come out and say it, though. Like, when people...
Fuck Canadians. Oh, yeah.
When people come here, like, mostly from Mexico, And then they rep Mexico super fucking hard, and they're like, "Fuck America, this isn't that." I'm like, "Then why are you here, dog? Like, your yeah, parents."
That always confuses the shit out of me. Yeah,
your parents came here to give you a better life, which, by the way, you have.
Yeah,
I've been to Juarez. It is a shit show.
Yeah, it's real bad.
It is disgusting. Yeah. Like, it is the worst country. Or, at the time I went, Juarez was like top five most dangerous cities in the world.
Yeah,
and so I've seen that poverty, and like, I get why they come here, for sure. But then you're going to come here and talk shit, bro?
Yeah.
We gave you everything.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
People are silly, bro. They have it so good, but they think it's so bad.
Yeah, well, things aren't that great.
Yeah, I say, you know, just go. There's too many of us here anyway.
It's not that great, but it is the best.
Yeah. I listen to these two comedians. It's a... Fuck, I wish I remembered one of their names. Well, one of them is Ryan Long. It's the two guys that made that woke video, woke versus racism.
Oh, those are hilarious. I watched all of his videos on YouTube.
Yeah, so
Ryan Long.
Those two dudes, Ryan Long and that other guy, they do a podcast together and they do a lot of skits together, and they're both Canadian. And they're just like, "You guys are fucking idiots. Like, why do you think Canada's that much better?" Like, and like, they're going over like, "Well, you guys got the healthcare." He's like, "Yeah, it's fine. Like, it's really not as great as you think it is. Like, it's that much easier to become a fucking doctor."
Yeah, right.
And they're like, "You guys make Canada sound so great. I couldn't wait to get out."
Yeah.
You guys figured it out. Like,
so he had this video, and I don't know if we'll get pulled if I play this. I don't think we will, because
we're not on YouTube.
That's true.
That's the only place that would pull us.
Because we've played quite a few bullshit on here. But he did this fucking video, if I can find it, where he asked people, like, which presidential candidate, like, has the best tits?
Okay? That's fucking awesome.
And when he did it, I'll just play it and somebody can... Let me see if I can find it real quick. Ah, no, he's got many videos.
I was just kind of thinking about it. Americans are going to end up being Canada's Mexico. We're going to be the flood of immigrants.
Don't come here.
That ruin their economy that they're blaming.
Oh, that's so funny.
Those goddamn fucking Americans keep coming up here and taking all of our jobs and flooding our economy.
Well, I don't think I can find it.
That's all right. They're hella funny, though. Look them up.
Look up Ryan racist. Long. But basically, he's asking this dude who's got, you know, which candidate has the best tits. And he keeps calling them, like, gazumbas and, like, using all these funny words. And then the dude actually, like, weirdly answers. He's like, that's a good question. I don't know. I think her, you know, I would vote for this girl because her policies aren't very breast-like. And so he's like, oh, my God, this guy's going with it? And then as he's doing that, and he's doing this at, like, a rally.
Yeah.
Bad idea.
Yeah,
and so these
yeah.
two women come up, they're like, "I can't believe you're fucking doing this." And then, like, he's like talking to him like completely being an asshole. Yeah, you know, and then he gets one of them to answer a question about tits somehow, and they're like, "Wait a second, I'm not doing this." And then they're like, "Who do you work for anyway?" And he was like, "Vice News."
I love when there's that like crowd mentality when they're doing those interviews within a rally. And, like, they start to, like, trip somebody up, and then they, like, answer, and it's like, "Wait, wait, wait, no, fuck you, how dare you?" Like,
yeah, that's pretty good, man. Pretty
I like
good.
Those.
So, you say you have another thing that happened to you this week?
I had a couple of things from
okay,
this week.
Hit me.
Okay, I saw a homeless guy standing on a street corner throwing bread into the street as if he was feeding birds.
I think he was trying to trap birds into death.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too, actually. Like, this is like advanced street hunting.
Yeah, exactly. This guy's looking for dinner, dog. Yeah, that's his. He doesn't have a weapon. He has bread.
Yeah.
And he's not interested. Okay, he's gluten-free.
He's like, "I want meat. Fuck bread." I just thought that fucking was awesome.
Where was this? Because I think where it is gives a lot of context for a Concordian.
Oh, it was on the corner of Market and Concord Boulevard, right where the freeway entrance is.
It's exactly where I would expect it to be.
Yeah, exactly. That's where homeless people like to stand and get their change.
Yeah, he just stumbled his drunk ass there from Meadow Lane.
Yeah, and he was just fucking just throwing little fucking pieces of bread into the street both directions.
I love it.
I was so happy when I saw that. Ellis Mania was this weekend.
What's that?
So Jason Ellis is this pro BMXer. He also is like a fighter and like a radio personality.
What a life he lives. Jesus.
Yeah, he's crazy. He's just like this fucking extreme tatted up Australian fella.
Oh, that's cool.
And he does these freak show fights where he'll like... he'll fight a UFC fighter for three rounds, but like the fighter's got to have like one arm tied behind his back or both okay. arms tied behind their back, and like
so he's only kicking a head button.
Yeah, yeah. And Ellis Mania is like a whole event that they put on, and there's been quite a few where it's all freak show fights. So it'll be like Joe versus Joe, just two regular dudes boxing, and then the next fight will be two professional seasoned veteran kickboxers going at it. And then like this one was an island in Lake Havasu.
Okay.
So they made their own fight island where they just floated out two giant mats and one smaller mat all next to each other. And like you had to like hop from island to island as you were fighting.
Yeah.
And it's basically a barge. So it's like it's a mat, but the whole thing is shifting and rocking moving. Like you can't and like the professional fighters, like they're fighting and throwing crazy kicks and punches at each other, but you could tell they don't have power because they can't
everything's
get anything from the ground. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is this PPV? Oh, sorry, pay-per-view?
No, no, this was all on YouTube. It was shot very poorly, unfortunately, because they weren't ready to do it outside.
They weren't on solid ground either.
Yeah.
So,
but like just like as far as the sound and video quality goes, they were not ready.
Well, that's sad.
They didn't think about it nowhere near enough. There was too much wind in the mics, so like it's hard to listen to.
Have you ever heard of fucking drones, dude?
They had a drone, but it still wasn't that great. But like I just turned off the sound.
Yeah.
And I just listened to music in the background, watched the whole event. Like they did one where it was a blindfolded cowbell fight, and it was Jason Ellis, two of his interns, and Luis J. Gomez. and the four of them are out there. They all get put in one corner and blindfolded, and then they have a cowbell around the back of their neck, and then they all just free for all fight in the mat until there's a clear winner.
That sounds pretty fun.
Yeah, and like they're all blind, so they're all just kind of like walking slowly forward and throwing punches, trying to reach, but no one's near each other. And like Lewis went out first, of course. He stepped off the barge and went into the water. Which is terrifying because
there's no ropes.
No.
Oh.
If you fall off the mat, you're in the water
and you're blind.
Blind and wearing fighting gloves, boxing gloves.
Oh, so good luck getting out.
Yeah, it looked terrifying.
I'm gonna have to look this up.
Yeah,
and it's probably on YouTube right now, right?
Yeah, look up Ellis Mania 2020.
Okay.
I think another one was they had like two fighters and like six regular people, and one fighter stood on one barge each. And they all just tried to team fight against the fighters to push them off the barge.
That's
and like
cool.
Shane Carwin is just throwing people around and shit like that. The whole event was awesome.
You ever heard of Rough and Rowdy?
No.
Barstool Sports does Rough and Rowdy, where they actually rent like an arena and then they have fights. And like they have Barstool employees that fight each other.
Yeah.
But then they also do like just the average Joes.
Yeah.
And people send in video submissions or whatever. I'm sure that's how they get them.
See,
and then,
yeah, this is the same thing.
Yeah.
It was just outside because of COVID.
I love it.
Yeah.
You hear Paige Van Zandt, they have a date confirmed where her bare knuckle debut is.
I heard she signed for bare knuckle fighting. That's fucking.
And she has a confirmed date, no confirmed opponent yet.
Okay. Well, fuck, dude. Like, that's going to be cool. I'll watch that. That's going to be the one bare BKFC. Burger King Fight Channel fight that I'm gonna watch, dude.
She also came out and said that she will not be doing OnlyFans yet because she makes more money on Instagram and fighting than she could on OnlyFans.
If she loses, she's gonna have to go to OnlyFans.
Oh yeah,
and I'm for it.
That'll be the day.
I'm here for it. Start an OnlyFans, Paige Van Zandt.
Valerie Lareda too. She needs to start one.
Yep, yep. Every UFC girl probably for the most part, except for Cyborg. Not Cyborg.
You know, some of these girls. Casangano doesn't need it. He could start OnlyFans.
He wanted to. Like Cyborg could totally.
I was gonna take pictures of my feet in Tahoe because I'm trying to like.
That would have been nice with the mountain in the background.
I need to be more about it. Like I have all these plans of things that I want to do to get my foot fetish career off the.
Yeah.
You know, to get it kicked off, but like I keep forgetting, like I'm not about it. Like I need to be about it.
We gotta get going, bro. We gotta set up some sets and think.
You got a nice camera, right, Thomas? You wanna be my foot fetish cameraman,
bro? Are we gonna set up a whole foot fucking scene in here?
Dude, like, and I'll tell you this, bro. Like if you jerk off, I will not judge you.
If we jerk off, or are you looking right at Thomas when you said that?
Well, no, because he's the one taking the pictures. He's getting close up. He's doing the lighting,
pulling on it while he's fucking filming. One hand on the camera.
Yeah, he's. Oh yeah, if I pay you during the shoots.
Have you ever watched a porn where the camera guy's clearly jerking off?
When the camera kind of like jiggles a little.
Yeah, I watched one once where it was like an amateur porn, and this was like as amateur as it gets. Like this was clearly like a not a very attractive woman, getting pounded out by a couple dudes in like a cheap hotel room.
Yeah.
And the cameraman is like grunting and he's like instructing and directing and like clearly he's jerking off. He's like, yeah, eat her ass. People like when you see the ass. Like.
So that reminds me of two current events that I have, both dick related.
Oh shit, dick related.
One is I saw the Oscar Mayer Wiener Mobile today.
That's dope.
Yeah, here, let me show you a picture.
That's like a unicorn, bro. I've seen that a few times.
I've seen it once or twice in my life.
I was going to say, I saw a shooting star the other day. This is even less likely.
There it is. That's an actual picture taken from my truck.
Wow.
And also massive. Yeah. Okay, huge. I want to know, what is the chassis? Like, what's under there? Is it diesel?
I want to know, like, is there anything going on in there? Like, is he just, like, can he even, because it's got to have at least a little hot dog cooker, just a fake, like, a not a fake one.
No, I'm sure they're a real one. I guarantee you. Okay, look.
I don't think they're serving wieners through it. I think it's just it's like a blimp. It's fucking land promotion.
I disagree. I think they're serving wieners.
Okay.
And I'll tell you why. So I used to do promotions for a very, very, very big radio station, very popular radio station.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
All right, 107.7 The Bone, KNBR, and KFOG. So I would go to music festivals. I would go to sporting events. I would go to like whatever event they had going.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
And like, you know, a lot of these companies will come out and like in their trucks, FIFA, EA Sports would have a truck, right?
Yeah, like Red Bull.
Yeah, and so you go up to the EA Sports truck and they have like a little tent outside, but you step into the back of that truck.
Yeah.
And there's like a full couch, full like HD 4K,
yeah,
you know, 65-inch TV, and cool. You can play their video game, you know. Yeah. So I guarantee you what they got going on in the back is like this weird little Oscar Mayer experience, and they go to weird little fucking events. And like I saw them in Castroville, California, the artichoke heart of the world. Is what it's called, which is like a little town of like 3,000 people. Like,
is that where they hold the festival, the Artichoke Festival?
I don't know, but it's like 10 miles outside of Monterey.
Oh, okay.
It's just the middle of fucking nowhere. And so I'm sure that they show up and I'm sure they have a hot dog cooker. Like, yeah. This is the fucking Wienermobile, dog. Can we look up what is under the wheel, the Wienermobile? I'm kind of interested to see what, like, obviously it's custom made, but like, is it on a chassis of like a 2002 Ford Excursion with the 6.7 diesel? Let's see. Oh man, it's so cool. Would you buy that? Like, well, if it was for sale?
If I owned a franchise.
But I mean, just for the right, like, how much would it cost if you were scrolling through Facebook Marketplace and they're like, look, like, I bought this Wienermobile. I thought it was funny. It's less funny now. Yeah. I'm trying to sell it. I'll take the best offer. How much are you going to give them?
I'm gonna see if he'll go for $5,000. I'm just gonna see it because I feel like $5,000. I mean, it's still a working vehicle.
It can't be worth more than that.
Modest price of $7,000. Wow, I was pretty fucking close.
The last to come to the sausage station. Yeah, look at that. It's not too expensive to buy a Wienermobile these days. So $5,000's right. Because I was gonna say, I was gonna say like 4 to 5 was kind of my range where like if it was available, I would make it happen.
Yeah.
But look at, see, that's the inside of the Wienermobile.
Oh, that one's a sleeper. That's like a RV.
That's the sleeper mobile. The sleeper wiener. The sleepy wiener.
You'd be sleeping in a wiener.
Oh, Wienermobile next to a shoe.
That's the one that lady lived in, I think.
Well, anyway, so the other dick topic that I had.
Okay.
I saw this thing that Pornhub
I see it every day.
Released a list. It's a graphic that shows the top searched porn term during election week for each state.
Interesting.
Yeah, and I thought this would be kind of fun because a lot of these are very like you wouldn't expect them.
Okay, are we gonna read through this and see how many each of us have personally fucking searched before?
We can look at it. We could do that if you want to go through that. Or you read it
and then we'll both say yes or no afterwards.
Do you want to go through like certain states first, like guess some things, or do you want to do it that way?
Okay, well let's see our let's do California.
Top three states: California, New York,
and then we'll get states
and Texas.
Yeah,
let's do those three. Okay. So California, what do you think it is? And I haven't looked through the list. I have no clue.
Okay, California. What do I think? It's gonna be Latina, BBW.
It's only, you get one per state. Okay. It's just the top search term per state.
Latina.
I was going to say BBC.
Okay.
California is swag. What is swag porn?
I've never looked up swag.
Can you go to Pornhub,
Pornhub,
please, and type in swag? I'm interested to see.
I can just pull it up on my phone. I'm already there. Well, all I have to do is open the
You fucking nasty ass. I'm interested to see.
All right, let's see.
I don't know what swag point. I would guess it's like a white dude with like fake chains.
I guess since you guys are in a relationship, it's different. But like, I have like a different internet browser on my phone that's just for porn. Like, I don't use it for anything else.
I have an internet browser on my phone.
No, I know, but you have multiple browsers, don't you? Like,
I have a Chrome browser, but it's deep in the pages somewhere. Oh, like, okay. I just use Safari at this point.
Exactly. Like, I have the Chrome browser, which is what I use, but then I also have a Samsung internet browser, which is just hidden, and that's what I use for porn.
Oh, well,
because everybody's gonna go to Google.
Your Safari has like hidden shit too.
Yeah.
I mean, let me show you Safari.
So, like, I always just use this little widget right here, this Google widget, and then there you go, I got Google. But if I come over here, I can hit the internet button.
And it goes straight to Pornhub. Okay, so look up swag.
Swag, what do we got here?
Oh, he pulled it up. There we go.
I got a lot of Japanese chicks.
Mm-hmm. Oh, maybe swag stands for something.
Yeah, that's weird.
All
right,
let's see. All Japanese. Okay, anyway, so Texas.
Oh,
I would guess Latina for Texas.
I'm going to say big tits.
So Texas is Sex Mex. So Sex Latina, Mex? Yeah. look up Sex Mex. Let's see what comes up. Never heard of this. No, M-E-X, like Tex-Mex, but for sex. Okay, yeah, it looks a little Latina. That's fun. All right, so then what do we say, New York? What does New York look like as a shape?
What does it look like? Like a dog head, I think?
It's not distinct enough for me to have... Okay, I got it.
Does it look like a dog head to you, though?
Yeah, maybe like a fucked up ass dog. But now I've seen it, so I can't tell you. But you're going to love this one.
Okay.
Foot job. Yeah.
New York's strange.
All right, so let's go through the list. Washington, double penetration.
Nice. I guess I'm from Washington.
Have you looked it up?
I'm looking at what swag means.
No. We're going to go through these and say if we've looked them up.
Oh, I've definitely looked up double penetration, yeah.
Yeah, so
that's my shit.
Oregon, succubus.
Nope.
Neither have I. Kentucky, Among Us, apparently has porn, Among Us porn.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
Why is Kentucky into it? That's weird.
I don't know. Iowa, yoga pants, absolutely.
Yeah, right on. Come Iowa. On.
Alaska, No Nut November. Why would I look up No Nut November porn?
Yeah,
that's
what
such
is
an
that?
Alaska thing to do.
Yeah.
Jesus. Kansas, chubby, makes sense.
Nice. I've looked that up for sure. Have you?
Yeah, of course.
All the time.
Idaho. Orgy. I have not Googled the term
orgy. I definitely looked up gangbang. I wouldn't say orgy.
Yeah. Yeah. For sure. Connecticut. Wedgie. Not looked it up. West Virginia. BBW. Nice. Definitely looked it up.
Yep.
Hawaii. 808. So I think they're just looking for local porn because that's the area code in Hawaii. They're like, well, shit. MySpace told me that there was local women in the area looking to fuck. Where are they? Michigan, face sitting. Never been into it. Don't look it up.
Into it personally, never looked it up. I don't see the point of looking it up.
Okay, Oklahoma, cheerleader. Absolutely.
Yeah, I don't know that I've actually looked that up, though.
I think I have.
I probably have.
I was a high schooler once.
Yeah, that's true.
I was a college kid once.
I was into scene and emo girls.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I've looked that up before.
I jerked off to redheads a lot in high school.
Huh.
Shout out to Mark. Huh? Well, he's a redhead.
Montana, anal cream pie. Have not looked it up.
True. A lot of anal, though.
Maryland, back shots.
I haven't looked it up. Watched it, though. I've watched it.
Oh, here's an interesting
one. I've watched back shots videos.
I've watched them, but I didn't seek them out. Yeah. I just came upon them.
Also, can we put this out here real quick?
Yeah.
I've always been really attracted to redheads with freckles. Mark's always been attracted to dark hair girls that are chubby.
You guys should fuck.
I'm just saying, I think that there's way more influence in something each other's sexual fucking appetite than we hoped for.
There's something going on there. I'll say that. I'll come out and say that. They also separated District of Columbia.
Wow.
You're going to love this one.
Oh, can I guess?
Yeah.
Ebony.
Vote.
Vote.
They look up election porn, these fucking politicians. They have nothing better to do.
Wow.
Wyoming. This one's for you, brother. Pregnant.
Nice. Boom.
Colorado. Tushy.
That's a wow. Good for Tushy. Tushy's
so
a company.
Is it?
Tushy's a company. Yeah.
What do they do?
They just only anal.
Oh, it's a porn company.
It's a porn company. Oh, okay. Yeah, like Brazzers or Bang Bus. Tushy's like an anal one.
We've got
some hot bitches going Tushy.
Oh, this makes sense. It's Utah. Like,
fucking man versus five bitches at once.
It's Mormon.
Is it really Mormon?
Yeah, they look up Mormon porn. Of course, that's all they know.
I wonder what Mormon porn's like. That's probably a good time.
Yeah, can
right?
we watch some Mormon porn?
Because when I think Mormon porn, I think of like five chicks all stacked on top of each other, holes aligned, and he's just
oh, because
like,
the polygamy thing?
Yeah, yeah.
And he's no, just I think it's turns. Just they're wearing weird underpants, and it's just missionary. And I like missionary.
I've jerked off to that chick before.
Which one? The light skinned one?
The redhead.
Oh, that makes sense. I like that. You know. So you got Maine, daddy. Never nice. Looked up daddy porn. No. I'm a guy. Nebraska, wife swap. Not into the cuck shit.
Is that cuck if you're both fucking?
I mean, I guess you get to fuck someone else's wife, but you're 50-50 cuck and guy who is there for the cuck.
That's true.
Nebraska, wife, Delaware, election. So right next to the voting capital. New Mexico, Fortnite porn.
Good for New Mexico. There's really nothing to do out there. I get it.
Yeah, you've got North Dakota, pumpkin. South Dakota, wrestling.
Pumpkin?
South Dakota to wrestling porn.
Dude, wrestling porn's strange.
I've seen it.
I don't know why. It's just, it's weird.
Minnesota's POV. Of course, I've looked it up.
Yeah.
Arizona, Navajo. They're into the Native Americans out there.
Hmm. I might look that up.
I didn't even know that was
I've never even considered that one before. Yeah. Know what I'm jerking off to
Alabama,
tonight.
Big booty.
Yes, sir. Definitely look that up.
Of course.
Yeah.
North Carolina, dildo.
No.
Not into self-pleasure. Vermont, threesome.
Actually, yeah, maybe. I'm not into putting it into me, but there was a phase where I liked watching chicks put a dildo like on a mirror and ride the dildo over the mirror.
Okay, I'll say that I haven't.
That was cool.
I haven't Googled it, but I used to be in it. I used to watch the cam shows.
Okay.
So I guess, you know, I go there for a reason.
Okay. Yeah.
You know. Vermont is threesomes, of course. Nice. Indiana is goth. We both just admitted to that earlier.
Yeah.
Rhode Island is pegging. I'm not sure what pegging is.
That's when the chick puts the strap on and fucks the dude.
No.
That always just makes me uncomfortable.
Virginia, sloppy blowjob. Of course.
Nice.
Of course, I've Googled that. South Carolina, grandma. I've looked up mature, not exactly grandma.
I think I've looked up both. I live with old people. You know, I've dealt with a lot of old women. No, it's like Lynn's got so many friends. Like, you're around old women so often. Like, eventually you're going to end up jerking off to that.
Yeah, I can see why you would. Wisconsin, bondage.
Nice.
I've never looked up bondage.
I can't say that I've looked that up, no.
Mississippi, prawn. P-R-O-N. Oh, that's just misspelling porn.
Oh, wow. I wonder if that's a joke or
no,
not.
No, I think it's real. This is Pornhub's graphic.
Okay.
Missouri, accidental cream pie. Wow.
That's a good time. Right on.
Never looked it up.
I've looked up Don't Come Inside Me before.
I actually have found things. I did get into that for a little bit because where like girls lock their legs around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or the opposite where the dude like leaves it in then they get hella mad.
Yeah. New Jersey, femdom. Nope.
No, thanks.
Arkansas, furries. Nope.
No. What happened to our furry? Are we getting one of those?
Yeah. He's just a little COVID scared.
That's fair.
So we're going to have to wait a little while.
I don't judge.
But we still got the plug. It's there.
Okay, cool.
Tennessee, granny. So who's the other grandma porn? South Carolina and Tennessee are into grandmas.
Huh.
Louisiana looks up Popeye's porn, apparently.
Wow. Love that chicken from Popeye's.
Love that penis from Popeye's. Pennsylvania, fat ass. Of course I'm with a fat ass.
Yes.
Nevada, they look up Vegas. Never looked it up.
I guess I get that.
Georgia, tickling. They're into tickling porn on election night.
That's cute.
Never looked it up. Florida, they look up Trump porn. Not into it. Haven't looked it up.
Wow, I wonder what that's all about.
Now, Ivanka, I have.
Yeah.
Ohio, cougar. So we got the three old people right there. Never looked it. Actually, yeah, I've looked up cougar. Yeah, I've looked up cougar. New Hampshire, Tinder. Never looked up Tinder porn.
I've looked up Tinder porn.
Matt, what does it consist of? Weird backstories?
It's just going to be just a regular amateur porn, but it says I met this bitch on Tinder.
Oh, okay.
Chick fucks dude from Tinder.
Like. Massachusetts, college porn, of course.
Yep.
And Illinois, thought. Have not looked up thought.
I've gone to Thought Hub because of a rapper who I can't remember who it was at this moment. But me and Bubbles were watching this rapper on IG Live for a while once, and he was like, "Don't sleep on Thought Hub, bro. Don't sleep on Thought Hub." So we went to Thought Hub, and we were like, "I don't like this website." And then we went right back to our normal shit.
Dude, there's some weird rappers. Like, I just remembered this rapper.
Boosie got shot.
Boosie got shot?
Shout out to Boosie. I hope you recover safe.
I did not hear that.
He got shot in the leg out in Texas. He's fine.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I didn't know about that. Shout out to Boosie. I hope you recover, bro. But you ever heard of Boonk Gang? Boonk?
Boonk?
Boonk Gang.
Like Boonky Nose? Like
B-O-O-N-K.
Okay.
He was super popular on Instagram for a while because he would post these videos of him. He was a rapper, but he would post videos of him stealing. So he would go into a store, like try on some jewelry or something. Uh-huh. And honestly, the jewelry guy should have known.
He's and he'd just fucking run?
Just runs.
Yeah, I've seen that. He'll get like a haircut and take off running. Yeah,
he'll say like, a whole lot of gang shit, boom, gang, a whole lot of gang shit.
Yeah.
You know, and his face is covered in tattoos. And I just saw him on a new video where he was like playing basketball or something. And he calls himself John Gabbana now.
Nice.
But yeah, I just remember Boonk Gang. If you guys want to see how crazy Boonk Gang is, just look him up, bro. This boy. Here, you guys want to hear what he sounds like? This is how ignorant this man is.
Gang, whole lot of gang shit. iPhone X's, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, he say these are the last two.
Lucky, man. Last two.
Last two. Yeah, I need them. I need them, boy. I need them.
Yeah, so the guy's gonna go check to do something.
Yeah, nah, he's mine, bro.
Nah,
y'all tripping. This is a whole lot of gang shit, bro. Hey, he take my motherfucking phone now. Hey, what the fuck? Oh, get a whole lot of gang shit. What the fuck? Damn doing.
Yeah, and then he takes off fucking running with it. Yeah,
bro, he's like that. He's like that little fucking gremlin from the Wild Thornberries.
Yeah, yeah, Donnie from Donnie, Borneo.
Yeah, that's what he sounds like.
Yeah.
Fuck that guy.
Fuck
bro.
That guy, dude. That's so annoying. Like, the iPhones, I'm not as like concerned about, but like the ones where he'll like get like a haircut, like I feel bad. Cause like I feel bad for the barber. Like you just wasted his time, his money. Like
I think he's got to come back. Trust. And pay him. He just does it for a video.
Yeah, he probably does.
Or he doesn't even take the product.
Cause like, he's filming himself doing it, so he'd be in trouble.
He's literally incriminating himself.
Yeah, but also some people are fucking stupid.
Yeah,
it might be one of those like I'm so out in the open that they're not paying attention kind of things.
Well, he was in jail with Joker Gang. You ever heard of Joker Gang?
Yes, I've seen that. Fucking
they were cellmates.
Psycho fucking path. Him and. Who's that other crazy motherfucker that Stitches?
Yeah, have Stitches, you seen Stitches? And there's Bruce Wayne who like, I feel like Joker Gang just found a guy that was willing to try and get famous on Instagram and dressed up as Batman just to like have some sort of weird beef.
Yeah, and then fucking Stitches came later and then, but he tattooed himself before he actually tried.
Yeah.
And he was just like, you know what? I'm going to go by the Joker, bro. That'd be so cool. And then he gets the thing and he's like, fuck. Fuck, dude, I can't go back. Like, this guy already exists. Like, I really should have Googled it. Like, dude, I guess I'll just buy Stitches. Like, god damn it.
What's Stitches net worth, you think? Like, does he still make music?
Yeah, he definitely still makes music. I don't know even enough that his terrible. Net worth would come up.
500,000. You poor guy. You tattooed your face for $500,000.
That's rough.
That is fucking rough,
that's
bro.
That's not worth it. You need to get bigger Stitches.
No, dude.
Also, that's way more than I thought he was going to be worth, though.
Yeah.
His lips look like he got stung by bees.
Well, I think he was in... That's a mugshot. He was probably in a fight on that one.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
So, I don't have a Florida.
I'm selling cocaine. I've got two Floridas.
Okay, cool. One for me and one for you.
Yeah, so one of them actually...
Wait. We need to play the song.
Oh, yeah.
We'll put it right here.
This week. It happened in Florida.
Okay. Son?
Oh, what? Do it again. I'm sorry. Say son again.
Oh, I was waiting for the whole intro song to play again. Son?
There it is. Sorry, I said okay while you said son, and I'm leaving that in.
All right. Yeah, that's fair.
All right, go for it.
Son? okay, so this one relates to what we were just talking about. This dude took his 8-year-old son to rob a few houses, steal a car. They robbed a couple stores as well. And when they asked him, it was because he wanted to toughen him up and he didn't want his son to be soft.
Well, that's one way to go about it.
Yeah, he's definitely not going to be soft.
Why though?
I don't know. You know,
he just couldn't. Baby, there isn't, like, he's like, I get Tuesdays through Thursdays. Yeah. You know, like, I can't, I have nowhere to put him. His mom gets the weekends.
Yeah, I gotta make a living. I'm gonna steal this Nissan Rogue.
And this is in Florida? Where in Florida? Because I think that says a lot about it.
Oh, man, I don't know where in Florida that is.
Huh. That's, well, the, you know, I just don't want to incriminate others. I wonder, did CPS take the child?
Yeah, they must have, because he got arrested, so I would imagine they take that shit.
He's imagine not, that, fuck, poor kid. I'm not gonna
let him go back home.
Poor fucking kid, man.
Yeah, that sucks, man, because it's already, it's lightweight already too late.
And now you're just seeing, like, if you rob a store, like, did he just steal something or did he rob them? Because I feel like there's differences. Like, no, you can walk in, put something in your pocket, walk out, and the kid doesn't even know what happened. But you could walk up to the register and be like, hey, here's a gun. Give me money.
All right, so it was in Polk County. And let's see, stole an Eiling red Hyundai that was parked on a state road. Oh, he stole a
car. Wonderful.
On Thursday, they stole a Chevy HHR. They robbed a dude who was walking his dog. About 5 hours later, stole a package from a front porch. And yelled back, "It's mine now," as the person saw him.
Okay, so this is just south of Orlando. Also, so
it was tons of little, just a bunch of crimes.
I just also want to point out, if you're going to steal a car, you went for a Chevy HHR, dude.
That's an ugly-ass, shitty car.
It's the worst. Yeah. It's like the Chevy version of a PT Cruiser.
It looks like the paddy wagon they're going to take you to jail in.
Man.
Like, it's such a idiot. Dumb car, bro.
Dude, if I'm going to steal a car, dude, I'm stealing a C63 AMG, bro. Yeah, I'm stealing fast.
At least something cool.
Yeah.
You know, so you could say that you got to drive it, like...
Yeah,
you know, like, that's fucking stupid. That,
what an idiot.
Yeah,
I but then again, does it count as grand theft if the car is worth less than $10,000?
That's true, right?
It's misdemeanor theft auto. You know, they're, that's like, true. Well, you stole a PT Cruiser knockoff, so you know, you don't owe us anything. You just show up to court.
Speaking of grand theft auto, another one in Florida. A guy got hammered and started doing burnouts and donuts in the Florida Highway Patrol parking lot.
That's dope.
Yeah.
That's gangster as fuck.
It's like his third DUI. He got out on bail like immediately. He's just partying. People get him out. He's fine.
He just got out of jail for a DUI and did it?
He went to jail for it and like immediately got bailed out.
Oh, that's awesome. And he's
gotten a few DUIs before.
So he was still drunk?
Yeah.
Dude, in Tahoe, I was looking out from my buddy's hotel room, I think. I don't remember where I was, but I looked out and saw a parking lot that was covered in snow, and there was obvious donut marks. Like, somebody went to the very top of the snow-covered parking lot and said, "We finna whip that shit."
Yeah, dude, I'm fucking for it. That sounds hella fun.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
The only problem is... But
drunk in the Highway Patrol parking lot? Probably not. Like...
No.
I mean, maybe, if I got nothing to live for.
The scariest donut experience I had, I was in high school, and I was driving my parents' Toyota Highlander.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if it's still like that. I haven't been back there in 10 years. But, you know, when you enter our high school parking lot, to the very right next to the park, you can drive back through a gate. And there's like a little parking lot by the wood shop and the band room. And at the time, this was just dirt. Mm. So in the rainy season, this was just mud. So I went back there, my parents' Toyota, and I started whipping donuts back there. And I'm fucking sliding all over the place. And I, at one point, like, I lost control of it, and I tried to hit the brakes, and I just kept sliding. I was 1 inch from hitting a Shelby Cobra, which, by the way, I wondered why it was back there. Like, did they park there before the mud happened?
Yeah, right.
Like, your dumbass drove your Shelby Cobra through the mud to get there. And then the funny thing was, like, the car started malfunctioning like a week later.
Ooh.
And my dad brought it to his friend who was a mechanic. And he was like, "There's an awful lot of mud under this car. Like, you should probably tell your son not to do donuts." And I was like, "God damn it, Pete.
Like, why you gotta be like this, Pete? Yeah. Just power wash it and fuck off."
Yeah, and he just assumed it was me, you know? Or he told my parents, and between me or Ben, they assumed it was me.
Yeah.
And they weren't wrong.
Yeah, you know. Although I could see Ben doing that.
Yeah, I don't think... Actually, you know what? Now that I think about it, I think he was not old enough to drive at this point.
Okay.
So it had to have been me.
Well, speaking of troublesome kids...
Oh.
In France, there's an elementary school that was forced to put up posters asking parents to not throw their late students over the gate anymore. So they put up a big gate, I guess, to keep the school safe. And when people are late, they just take their kids and throw them over the fence. And the fence is taller than the parents. So you're getting these kids like fucking in the air.
Well, you know, the French are definitely known for torso strength.
That's true. Very true.
So it takes a lot of definitely some lats,
yeah,
some triceps and some core to get that, you know, 60-pound kindergartner over that fence.
Yeah, plus the kindergarten, they're fine. They'll hit the other side, roll out, have some wine. Oh,
yeah.
France.
Yeah, some baguettes, some croissants. Yeah,
get a little drunk. That's fine.
Do you think that they grabbed him by the backpack?
Yes.
Or do you think that they grabbed the kid by like the crotch and the neck and threw him over and then threw the backpack over? It's just like a cherry on top.
If I was to try to huck a child over a fence that I cared about, I think I would go for like hands around their waist and try to vault them over.
I don't think you're strong enough for that, John.
It's a child.
Yeah.
I could do that with like a full grown person.
But I feel like
I think the average person's not strong enough. I'm definitely strong enough.
I'm not going to say that you're not stronger than the average person. I think you are.
Mm.
But I think that there are better grab points than that.
Oh, yeah, that's fair. Well, I'm also trying not to hurt the kid.
Because if you go by the waist, like either you're swinging on the side of your body or over your head.
Oh, no, I'm thinking almost like a basketball granny throw.
Oh, okay. So yeah, you're swinging him through the legs.
Down, yeah, and I'm getting down. I'm getting up under him, grabbing his waist. And then, like, kind of, like, exploding upwards and then throwing.
Okay, because I imagined, like, you grab the crotch of their pants, you grab their, like, their neck or their shirt behind their neck.
Like and you go, out of a bar. Like,
whoo, whoo, and then you go, whoom. Yeah, like a cartoon throwing them out the bar.
Throwing their little hat afterwards.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I said the cherry on top of the backpack. You throw their little bitch-ass book bag over.
Yeah,
it just lands on their head, and they're like, God damn it, Mom. And they're like, see it? See it, three, love you.
Yeah.
Don't be late. And also, you can't blame the kid for being late. You're the adult.
Yeah.
Control your child.
That's
a kid. If they're young enough that you could throw them over a fence, it's not their fault.
Also, what are you teaching anybody if the rule is if you're late to school that your kid now doesn't get an education?
Yeah.
Penalize the parent. Don't penalize the child.
Also, don't say penal around me ever again.
Yeah. Fucking cut the parent's head off, not the child. Beat the adult in the streets.
I hate that people who play piano are named pianists.
The pianists.
They're fucking penises.
Yeah. Like that movie with Adrian Broner.
Yes.
Or Adrian Brody.
Yeah, the pianist.
That's a good ass movie, dude.
It really is. Adrian Brody is very underrated.
At the end where they fucking find him and he's wearing that Nazi's jacket because the guy gave it to him. And he's like, please don't kill me. I'm Polish.
He was in this movie, this Wes Anderson movie called Darjeeling Limited.
I've seen that. That's
very
a good-ass movie.
Very good. I love Wes Anderson.
Yeah.
So, speaking of France.
Oh, okay.
Pope Francis.
Nice.
Okay, actually France, but I tried to transition as good as I could.
It got there.
Apparently, he actually has an Instagram account.
What?
Francis U.S. It's FRANCISCUS. Franciscus.
Nice.
And it's the real Pope's verified Instagram account, okay?
That's cool.
And apparently, this model posted this on her page, and he liked it.
Nice.
He liked the picture. He blessed
like that
her.
Ass.
Her and her name.
He blessed
is
that ass.
NATAAGATAA. So Natagata. But yeah, he blessed that ass, bro.
Jeez, like, I can see why
she deserved
he did.
To be blessed.
Yeah, she did.
But I just love that this Pope has like been so controversial, and now he's like the Donald Trump of Instagram.
Yeah, I absolutely love that.
See, there it is, liked by Franciscus.
Oh my God! Now, do we know that he's running his page? He doesn't have somebody else running it for him.
Look, man, that's not the point of this article. Have we ever questioned the source before?
That's true. Because I really like the idea of like even the Pope sees ass, and he's like, "That's right," and double tap.
Well, you know, Pope's got a lot of crazy now they're just showing off her other pictures. Okay, Tinkerbell.
Yeah, she's the one who wrote the article.
Banana, bikini. She wrote the article, yeah.
It was Photoshop. That's a lot of ass. Good for her.
God bless America.
Yep. That's for sure. We got to stop looking at this
What
lady.
Were we talking about?
We're talking about the Pope, and he's just fucking, he's jerking off on Instagram. And
I just love how controversial he is, and
he
can't
says be a thirsty
fucked up
Pope.
Shit. But okay, that's what I was saying. It's like, if you think about it, the clergy, they live a hell of a life.
Yeah,
like the majority of Catholic church clergy start as very young,
mm-hmm.
and then once they graduate high school, like they go into, like whatever the programs are, they probably go to a Catholic school to begin with, and then eventually, are you about to poop?
I'm getting a cramp in my leg.
Okay, because you just fucking tightened up real quick. So I'm
Oh god,
thirst.
It's all bad. You gotta stand up.
You good, bro? Is it what wearing your leg?
Oh, my thigh.
Your thigh?
It's all
do, you
bad.
Do you want me to massage it?
Oh, we're good. I just had to put some weight on it. Oh.
No, man. Don't fucking groan like that, bro.
Oh my god. You ever get one of those? Oh man.
Oh yeah, I had them for sure.
Get me one of these stretches real quick on the microphone.
I was at the fucking gym, and me and my girl hit the Stairmaster. Yeah. And then I was like, you know, my goal is to get to the point where I can do the Twin Towers on the Stairmaster, like the firefighters do.
What's that elevation? Do you know offhand?
The amount of feet? Yeah. No, but I know the amount of steps.
How many?
All right, it's over 1,000 steps. Let me look it up. It was a certain amount of floors. It was like 112 floors. And so I was measuring it by floors. And I wasn't ready for it, but I was already so deep. It's 94 floors. So I was already like 50 floors in. I was like, let me just do another 10 or something. So I got to like 60.
Yeah.
And then I was like, you know, I'm feeling pretty good. And I was like, let me just keep going. And then by the time I got to 80, I was exhausted. But I was like, I'm so close to my goal. So I finished the Twin Towers. I did the 94 floors. Actually, and then after the 94, I think I pushed it to 100 floors.
Okay.
And then I turned it off. And when I stepped down, I got the worst fucking calf cramp of all time.
Oh, that's the worst. Is it one of the kinds that like it lasts a few days?
It did.
Yeah.
So I collapsed.
Mm-hmm.
And then she was like rubbing my leg. We went into the stretching room, tried to take care of it. But like I was sore for multiple days. It did damage.
Yeah, I've had those. I've woken up to a calf cramp that like literally fucking disabled me for a few days. Like, yeah, where you're like limping. It's the absolute worst. You got to drink more water. I definitely do. I got here and we like moved these two planter boxes from the backyard to the front yard and I haven't drinking any water.
Dude, I spent
like an asshole
5 hours in a manhole today. No water.
Yeah, that's true.
Sweating my ass off.
You didn't have your little fucking gallon jug thing with you?
No, I did not. I didn't.
Is it because you can't drink water covered in shit?
Oh no, I definitely can, but I just didn't think. I didn't think that I was gonna be down there that long. Like I have faith in my skills.
Okay, that's
fair. But today my skills were defeated.
You know that shit happens.
It happens. So I have two more things. You got some more things?
I got some more things.
All right, let's hit your things.
Real quick, the guy who punched Rick Moranis. They got him.
They got him?
They got him.
Thank the fucking Lord.
Right? We did it, boys.
God.
Yeah, I hope that guy gets fucking... We should just bring back public execution just for this fella.
He should get sentenced extra hard.
I think we should... I think Rick Moranis should be allowed to hit him with a rock.
Yeah.
Like, that he chooses. Like, whatever is big enough that he can carry. Because he's kind of old, so he's not going to be able to kill him.
But here's the thing. Rick Moranis is an American treasure, and he's such a good guy that he'll probably pick up a little pebble, flick it between his eyes, and be like, I forgive you.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
I mean, Rick Moranis had a huge acting career.
Yeah.
His wife got cancer. He quit acting to stay with her. And then when she passed away, he said, fuck acting. I'm going to take care of my children. That's how good of a guy Rick Moranis is.
And that's why I think that this guy's punishment should be like dating Amber Heard or something like that.
Amber Heard? Who's that?
That chick that fucking cut off Johnny Depp's finger. You're not, aren't you seeing this all in the news?
No, I didn't even know that he got his finger cut off.
He got like the tip of one of his fingers cut off, and then he wrote like a psychopath message in the mirror.
He did?
Yeah.
With his bloody finger?
With his blood, yeah.
Well, he's probably doing
They're
cocaine.
They're both fucking nuts, dude. Like, this, I've been following the hell out of that trial. I can't believe you did not see this.
No.
Dude, look up the Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial, because like... They're both slinging shit at each other. They're both crazy.
They throw shit at each other?
They're like super abusive. Like they're hitting each other and fucking doing tons of coke and like...
Well, but he's worth so much money. Like it happens.
Long story short, The Sun, the news article, The Sun came out and called Johnny Depp an abuser. So he sued The Sun for slander or libel.
Mm.
And then the courts were just like, no, you're an abuser. Like, so he basically he was trying to cover up this and make it stop, which made everybody actually look into the relationship and be like, oh, you're terrible, you're both terrible. He lost Pirates, he lost
he got seven of them. I think he's all right.
He lost the new Harry Potter Fantastic Beasts movie.
He's still in that, isn't he? Or are they pulling him out? They're refilming.
They pulled him.
No shit.
Yeah, now people are
starting. He was in one scene. He got like $12 million for one scene.
Yeah, and now people are trying to petition against Amber Heard to get her kicked out of her next movie.
I think
it's like mutually. They're both fucking psychos.
I think you just let them be. They're fucking 100 millionaires.
Yeah, and they're
actors. They're gonna have their weird little shit happen.
They're kind of crazy.
Like, what do I care if you're a piece of shit in real life? I don't like Robert De Niro.
Yeah,
but I love his fucking movies.
Yeah,
great,
you know,
actor.
I can care less what Brad Pitt's really up to right now. But
not
he's
at all.
A joy.
As long as he shows up on site,
he's an attractive
ready to
man.
Film.
Yeah,
I'm ready to watch.
Yeah. Like I don't think we should be shaming people for what they do.
No.
Especially like if it's something illegal like abuse, let the court handle it. Like, we don't need to just start taking away everybody's livelihood over it, because, you know, we don't really know. We're not there. We just get to see what's shown to us.
Correct.
And the court of public opinion far outweighs the actual public courts.
But then you get those weird things where, like, when you're being charged with a crime, like, there's a jury involved, right? But when there's a lawsuit, there's no jury.
Yeah.
Right? It's just the judge.
It's like it's a civil suit versus...
Yeah, civil suit.
Yeah.
So there's a civil suit going on now. See how I like... See, look at that. Better transition than the last time.
Boom.
Check this out. So Katy Perry is suing Katy Perry.
Oh.
So there's an Australian designer named Katy Perry who's suing Katy Perry, the singer, for using her name.
Oh, well.
And they're not even spelled the same.
I'm going to tell you what. I thought that was going to be the other way around. I thought it was going to be the designer was using the name to sell her shit and that the singer was suing her.
No, well, the designer said she was there first.
Well, maybe she was.
She may have been born first, but like, you can't, just because both of you, like, I wonder what's Katy Perry's real name, because just because both of you go by the same moniker doesn't mean shit. Like,
well,
you're
yeah.
in different industries.
Especially like, what if it's really your name?
Yeah.
Like, if I look up my name on Google, there's plenty of other John Brushes. And
true.
Some of them are pretty well off.
Are they?
But my goal is to overtake all of them. So mine's the one that you see when you Google it.
Oh, her name is actually Catherine Elizabeth Hudson. So I don't know where the name Katy Perry came from. But dude, at one point on Facebook, I added like 30 dudes named Michael Snow.
Yeah.
And I just started a group chat.
Yeah.
With all the Michael Snows. And like, I got blocked by like a cool 29 Michael Snows quick.
I did that too, but we all got along really well.
Really?
Yeah, I still have some John Brushes.
Well, you know, Michael Snows are a bunch of assholes.
There's a lot of you.
Yeah.
There's a lot of you. And then there's that producer, Mike Snow.
Yeah, I think, isn't that like two or three guys?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't know. Yeah, that's true. I really
and
don't
I
know.
I never listened.
Me neither.
I couldn't name a song.
No. I know one of his albums got a bunny on it.
Oh.
I think.
Well, that's fun.
Yeah. But
yeah.
That's all I got for Mike Snow.
Okay. Yeah, that's all I got for Katy Perry. Hit the next one, brother.
Okay. I had a moment where I was a cuck and it backfired on me. I was washing my car.
A cock or a cuck?
A cuck. Because I keep bringing up these stories where I fucking puss out on something and it ends up backfiring. So I'm washing my car, and my neighbor, who's this old woman, comes up to me, and she's like, hey, like, my car has been so dirty, like, I don't even like riding it anymore. And like, I was like, oh, haha, you're funny. Like, I get that, you know, like, that's why I'm washing mine. And and I also have headphones in. So like, I don't all hear everything that she's saying to me.
Are you talking about the hoarder bitch?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm talking about the trap house.
Oh, okay.
The leader.
Yeah.
But
leader of the trap house.
So the leader of the trap. So apparently, I agreed to wash her car for pot. And I was like, all right, whatever. Like, I was being like kind of like a yes man. Like, I kind of more just wanted her to go away.
Yeah.
And it ended up with me agreeing to wash this person's car.
Okay.
So I wash her car and I'm almost done with it. I give it the fucking best wash, dude. I'm in it. It's like 2-3 hour job. And right as I'm getting towards the end, I fucking locked her keys in the car.
So what'd you do?
I had Bubbles' mom call AAA. Because you get a certain amount of Slim Jims a year or whatever to come out there and open it.
And then what?
And they just opened it. It was fine. But the lady got like so upset. And it was like one of those like, she was being polite on the outside a bit, but also super condescending.
Did you get your weed?
Yeah.
Oh, then what is the cuck part of this?
The fact that I agreed to wash this person's car, which I didn't want to do in the first place. And it ends up backfiring. And taking
that's
my whole
cuck.
Day.
That's just a bad coincidence. You got weed out of it. No, you don't even smoke that much anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it'll go a long ways.
Yeah.
And it's not like you don't have weed, but, you know, it's a fair trade.
That's just one of those things where it's
3 hours worth of weed. How much weed did you get?
I got like a quarter, so yeah.
Yeah, that's about 3 hours worth of weed.
It's just one of those things where, like, you agree to do something to be polite that you really don't want to do, and then it backfires.
Yeah.
And now your whole day is gone, and the person that you're doing this for is now mad at you.
Well,
it's like, I never wanted to do this in the first place.
I would charge a zip next time.
Yeah, no, I'm just my...
Wait, a quarter pound or quarter ounce?
Quarter ounce.
Nah.
Yeah.
Charge a zip next time. Yeah, we're going to go out to this, my last current event, which is... Okay, this video right here is a woman reacting, but if you watch this guy in the back right, okay, he's getting head on MSNBC.
Oh, shit.
I'm just going to fast forward a little bit here.
Okay, so she's fixing her fake hair.
No. Look at him.
Fuck. Oh, whoa. Whoa, he's getting his dick sucked.
Yeah, he's looking straight down at his crotch saying, fuck, oh shit, fuck.
That's awesome.
And that's what you guys should do. Get your dick sucked. We love you. Fuck you.